Mishnah test. The subject of this Mishnah is sending gifts to somebody on Yom Tov. And there are three different opinions, starting from the most strict. Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai say, Ein Meshalchem b'Yom Tov el Amonos. One can only send as a gift to his friend on Yom Tov portions of food which are ready to eat as they are. For example, a cooked dish, such that it is likely that he will eat it on Yom Tov. Because if you give him something which requires more preparation, it is more likely that that person who receives it will end up preparing it after Yom Tov. He won't necessarily go to the effort of making up that food now. In fact, he probably has enough food for Yom Tov. So he'll probably save it for after Yom Tov, in which case you would have prepared on Yom Tov for the sake of after Yom Tov. You're only allowed to do things for the sake of food, if it is for the sake of Yom Tov itself. However, they still and still say, what the person ends up doing with it doesn't make a difference to us. The point is, it has to be possible, and there has to be a relatively high possibility that that person will actually end up benefiting from it and eating it on Yom Tov. What he actually ends up doing with it doesn't make a difference to us. So Beis Hillel say, Mishalchem behema chai v'oif. One can send to his friend as a gift on Yom Tov. Domesticated animals, wild animals, birds, as long as they are kosher, they can easily be slaughtered on Yom Tov. And even though it requires the recipient to actually go ahead and do that, since he is very much able to do that in a permitted way on Yom Tov, it is permitted, bein chayin, bein shchutin, whether the animals are still alive or they've already been slaughtered. And similarly, Meshalchin yenos shmonim, one can send him wine and oil. They don't need any more preparation, or selosais, and even flour, which would require the receiver to actually process into bread, for example, make it into dough, the kidney ice, or beans, peas. All the person needs to do would be to cook them. And since he is able to eat them on Yom Tov in a permitted way, one may send those to him as a gift on Yom Tov. However, something which is very unlikely which he was going to use on Yom Tov, even if technically he's able to use it in a permitted way on Yom Tov, if it is an uncommon use of that food, then it is forbidden, even according to Beis Hillel, to send that to him on Yom Tov. For example, avalei tavua, but it is forbidden to sell produce and grain such as wheat, since the most common use of that would be to turn it into flour by grinding it, and then using the flour for bread or for other things. However, it's forbidden to grind grain on Yom Tov, since it could easily have been done before Yom Tov, and it is often done in bulk, in large amounts, so grinding it cannot be done on Yom Tov. And although technically you could just crush the wheat and eat crushed wheat, that is a far less common use of the wheat, and it's very unlikely that that person will do so on Yom Tov, rather than wait until after Yom Tov and process it into flour. And because of that, it is forbidden to send that to him as a gift on Yom Tov. However, Rabbi Shimon, Mati B'Tvua. Rabbi Shimon allows one to even send him produce and grain, since according to Rabbi Shimon, all one needs is that it be possible for that person to eat that on Yom Tov. Even if it's extremely unlikely that he will, as long as it is possible, it is not your problem at all what he ends up doing with it, and you would be able to send it to him on Yom Tov.